نستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وكذلكم يقول: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise and thank Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We take refuge or protection in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the sinfulness of our actions. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, none can guide. I bear witness that there is none worth worshipping but Allah, alone, with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah Ali Imran, O you who believe, have taqwa of your Lord with the taqwa that's due to Him, and don't die except in a state of submission, except as Muslims. And He also says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, He says, O people, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and dispersed from both of them many men and women, and have taqwa of Allah through whom you ask one another, and also the wombs. Surely Allah is ever over you an observer. In a well-known hadith, many of us know, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا نام أحدكم عقد الشيطان على رأسه ثلاث عقد. He says that when any of you falls asleep, that the shaitan comes and ties three knots. A well-known hadith many of us have heard of before. And he says, when one of you wakes up and remembers Allah, maybe the early morning prayer, Alhamdulillah الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور, that recognition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me life after He gave me death, and to Him is the final return, he says one of the knots becomes loose. And if you get up and you make wudu, you ritualistically purify your body with water, with ablution, with this tremendous act of worship and tahara, he says another knot becomes loose. And when you get up for prayer and you start to say Allahu Akbar, forget everything, forget my sleep, forget my work, forget my forget everything right now. Let me just focus solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says all the knots become loose. And then he describes the state of the person. This is what I want to focus on bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. He says this person becomes طَيِّبَ النَّفْسِ نَشِيطًا. This person becomes in a good mood. They're smiling and they're energetic as well. He says, وَإِلَّا, and if you don't go through this morning routine, then what? He says, خَبِيثَ النَّفْسِ كَسْلَان. At that point in time, the person's going to be cranky, the person's going to be grouchy, the person's going to be on lazy, low energy, and lethargic all day. And what he's teaching us here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the importance of these little habits that we might minimize, we might belittle throughout our day. And I just want to remind the brothers, if we could move up, it's already full in the back and there's a lot of room here. So if you can move up and squeeze together, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Something that productivity experts refer to as keystone habits. Keystone habits. These things where you start one thing and it has a snowball effect. It starts to pick up steam. SubhanAllah, you start doing more and more things. And one thing that's often mentioned is exercise, right? You start to exercise. You start to do this daily activity or this three times a week activity. And then you start to feel like, wow, alhamdulillah, I'm in a better mood. I'm feeling more energy. I'm actually a little bit tired at night. So instead of, doom scrolling through social media, I'm just going to go to sleep. And actually, let me think about my sleep. Let me think about my sleep hygiene, my space, my bedtime routine, my adhkar. How am I going to slowly ease into there? Do I have too much sunlight? Do I have too much light or artificial light or blue light in my bedroom? Let me address that. And then you start to recover and your muscles get stronger. And then, as you started this exercise habit, you start to notice that, hey, as I'm eating junk food, when I'm really not concerned about the food that I put in my mouth, the food that enters my stomach and affects my whole body, I suddenly can't do enough repetitions. I suddenly can't lift that weight. I suddenly can't last as long as I usually do while running. And so you start to think about your sleep and your diet and your nutrition as well. And so movement becomes that keystone habit. And here Rasulullah ﷺ is telling us about one of the most important ones. And many of us experience this. You miss Fajr in the morning. Or some of us, mashallah, we have the daily habit of going to Fajr in the masjid. Ask that person, what happens that one morning when you miss the jama'ah or you miss takbiratul ihram? Yeah, you're still praying Fajr on time, but it's at home and the person's like, man, my whole day gets messed up. My whole day gets messed up. Or a person who has a daily routine of muraja'atul Qur'an, reviewing Qur'an. What happens when that one morning comes? They're like, oh man, it messes everything up because I can't review Qur'an or I can't memorize. I suddenly can't do it. And subhanAllah, the Qur'an has this theme of timeliness and doing things at different time. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta." In Surah An-Nisa, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that prayer is prescribed at specific times for the believers. But he also says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Fasubhanallahi hina tumsuna wa hina tusbihun wa sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila." إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ. He also says in Surah Al-Rum, so celebrate the glory of your Lord when you reach the evening and when you reach the morning. And he says in Surah Al-Ahzab, and glorify him in the morning and in the evening. And he says in Surah Sad, when talking about Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, he says, we brought the mountains together with him, glorifying their Lord at sunset and at sunrise. And so there's this theme in the Quran of stopping your day, stopping in the morning and doing intention setting and remembering Allah, and then recalibrating in the evening and recalibrating and refocusing five times a day. Many of us, subhanAllah, we might have had New Year's resolutions with the beginning of 2024 and suddenly forgotten about those. Or we heard about other people, I'm going to do this in 2024, I'm going to do that, I'm going to accomplish this, and inshallah, they said inshallah as well. Whether it's some worldly goal or some goal for the akhirah, some investment in the otherworldly. Maybe we didn't set any goals. We're like, New Year's resolution, what is that? I'm not a part of that. And that's perfectly fine as well. Maybe we set goals and now it's been 3 weeks and we've completely forgotten about them. We fell off or we're struggling a little bit. Inshallah, this reminder is for all of us, because all of us are in one of these three states where we're actually grinding on a daily basis towards something, or we didn't set any goals. And even more important than the Gregorian calendar based off the Christian era is the Islamic calendar. We're currently in Rajab, alhamdulillah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma balighna Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reach Sha'ban and allow us to reach Ramadan. It's coming up soon, and the days of fasting and the nights of prayer are going to be upon us before we know it, subhanAllah. How are we supposed to be leaders in our different realm if we don't have the basics down? The daily grind, the daily dedication, the consistent habits. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you're all shepherds and you're all responsible for your flock. And he talks about the man, and he talks about the woman, and he talks about the leader, al-amir, as well in that hadith. But every single one of us has that scope. And for the younger brothers and sisters in the crowd, I want you to think of where you're going to be. Because you're going to be a father one day, a mother, a husband, a wife, a leader in your workplace, in your community, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And if you are not a person who's saying what you do, and doing what you say, and setting goals, and having a vision, and driving people towards some greater aspiration through daily work, then people won't respect you. People won't accept your leadership. And inshallah, the five lessons we're going to go through today is lesson one, set goals and regularly return to them. The first basic thing, set a goal. And if during this khutbah nothing comes to mind right now of just one thing you want to set, and let it be daily, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, of every single day, I'm going to build this habit towards this greater goal, then reflect upon it. I encourage you, reflect upon it after Salat al-Jum'ah, as you're driving home or driving back to work, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, or late in the evening. Don't let another day pass by before setting a very firm goal. It can be in your spiritual life. I want to start praying tahajjud. You know, Ramadan's coming up. I don't want to get lazy. I want to start training my body and my heart and my soul from now. I want to start reading the Quran daily because I'm not doing it. And I know Ramadan's going to come and that's a limited time with a lot of ajr. So I'm going to start with one page and then two pages and then a hizb and then a juz and just increase it from there. I want to go back to memorizing the Quran or reviewing what I've forgotten. I want to get in that daily habit of charity before Ramadan hits me and suddenly it's upon me. Or in terms of the physical realm, I want to be able to do one pull-up or 10 push-ups in a row or even run a mile without stopping. Set some aspirational thing that's good for your personal body and your personal self. Socially, I want friends. You know, some of us, we don't have friends. It's nothing to laugh about. We're in a state, a peak state of loneliness right now in America and across the world because of the so-called fake connections through social media. Set that as a goal. I've said this story previously to other brothers. If you want to make friends, the best place to make friends is here in the masjid. Come to the daily prayers. Come for 2 weeks and just come to Aisha. And then after that, start saying salam to people. Just say salam and smile. And then after that, spend 2 weeks and say, Assalamu alaikum, my name is, you know, Fulan, such and such. What's your name? That's it. And after 2 weeks, start to notice some people, subhanAllah, they crowd or there's tea or there's something. Go with a group of brothers if you're a brother, or a group of sisters if you're a sister, and start saying salam, salam alaikum, here's about me. I've been in the community for this long. You know, Sheikh Yasir Bridges, he constantly reminds us after prayer, say salam to the person on your right, the person on your left, because we have a sense of community there. Psychologically, things we've been putting off dealing with, knowledge in terms of enrolling in the ta'seel class, coming to the Tuesday night lectures, coming to enrolling in a local institute or something online, financially, saving up for retirement, focusing on your investments, getting together with other brothers or sisters and thinking about that, in terms of relationships, getting married, working on your marriage, that cousin you haven't spoken to, that parent who you suddenly have a sour relationship with, children, and then career, promotion, another job or a career change. Two, taking advantage of the barakah of the morning, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. He said, oh Allah, put barakah in the morning. This is when people are sleeping. Three, develop friendships of accountability. Don't try to always surround yourself with yes people, who when they see you messing up, they're like, ah, it's okay. But rather surround yourself with people who live ad-deen un-nasiha, who when they see you slacking, they say, brother, I love you for the sake of Allah, but really, you've got to fix this up. Or that's wrong, sister. You shouldn't be doing that. When you surround yourself with a sense of community of people who keep you straight, they keep you accountable, this helps you stay on point in terms of your goals. Four, monitor your reactions when calamity naturally hits you. What happens when you miss that one day of fajr? Or you miss that one day of your exercise? Or that one day of reading Quran? Doesn't mean we throw our hands up, we say, khalas, forget it, it's done. Or do we say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, I seek the forgiveness of Allah, I'm going to keep at that daily grind. And five, the last lesson is stop making excuses. We hear this too often, where someone missed something or did this or did that, and you know, akhi, I had this or I had that. Every single person in this masjid, I guarantee you, every single person has a burden that they're bearing. Whether it's the hospitalization of a family member, whether it's some sort of terminal illness, whether it's some sort of, subhanAllah, test from Allah, some sort of disability or special needs that they have, or some sort of struggle. It could be anything. It could be the stress of unemployment and trying to pay the bills. Every single person has a burden on their shoulders. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى in Surah An-Najm. You're only going to get whatever work you put forth. And so remember that. And don't choose the path of excuses, but rather take accountability. My dear brothers and sisters, I don't want this Jumu'ah to pass without mentioning our brothers and sisters in Palestine in general and in Gaza in particular. We've highlighted so many characteristics throughout the last few months in particular, right? The bravery, the resilience, the focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living and embodying the ayat. Now let's think back. Do we think that suddenly one day this person woke up and suddenly they're reading Quran and as bombs are falling you see them completely focused on the ayat of Allah? Do we think that there's something in the genetics of Palestinian children that allows them to get up, a child, without any sort of weaponry, without any sort of shield, and faces a tank, literally a machine made to kill human beings, and bravely stands in front of it? Is this something genetic? Or is it because this person has been exposed on a daily basis by parents, by mentors, by mashayikh, to be brave in the face of adversity, in the face of a calamity, to be firm? Or is it because this person has studied the tafsir of the Quran and has teachers who on a regular basis have told them about these ayat and how they're living it? How can someone rise from there except through the daily grind? And so I want us to continue recognizing the exemplary Muslims of our brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them freedom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them steadfastness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only allow them to survive but allow them to thrive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them peace and prosperity. And we continue to make dua for them, but we have to ask, what's my nasib? What did I gain from all of this on a personal basis? Alhamdulillah, I'm in safety here. Alhamdulillah, I don't have to worry about my family members like they do there. But am I putting in the daily work in my circumstances? Where they, subhanallah, bullets, you can hear them in the background? I'm going to the masjid. Ya akhi, there are bullets. You could die. I'm going to the masjid. And us with our luxuries, astaghfirullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, we're avoiding these things. And so let that be a reminder, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Let's not let their lives go in vain. We continue the political activism, we continue speaking out, but we also have to think about ourselves and what goals am I going to set and what daily things am I going to do so that I gain. So again, the five lessons are: one, set goals and regularly return to them; two, take advantage of the barakah of the morning; three, develop friendships of accountability; four, monitor your reactions when calamity strikes; and five, stop making excuses. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Qayyum As-Samawati Wal-Aradeen, Was-Salatu Was-Salamu Ala Rasulillahi Sadiq Al-Ameen. Ibadallah, ittaqullah, wa yu'allimukumullah, wallahu bikulli shay'in alim. Yaqulullahu ta'ala, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين مدبر الخلائق أجمعين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الصادق الأمين. عباد الله اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم. يقول الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن أبي بكر الصديق وعمر بن الخطاب الفاروق وعثمان بن عفان ذي النورين وعلي بن أبي طالب المرتضى وحمزة أسد الله والعباس وولده وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم أنت أعلم بأحوالهم فانصرهم وكن في عونهم وفرج عنهم ونفس كربهم وفك أسرهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.